Good evening, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have it this evening. Betty Martini, And Betty is a very unusual woman. Her husband had retired, and she was a very successful businesswoman. But when the time came for retirement, why, she decided, rather than retire and enjoy life and travel with her husband, why, she was going to try to make a difference. And so she has set out to try to expose something that is affecting almost every individual in America. You know, we read a lot of it in the newspaper about the fat epidemic, and 50% of our children are fat, obese, so we've got to do something. It's McDonald's fault, it's the Colonel's fault, it's the fault we need more exercise, that we need to change eating habits in our youth. And well, I don't think they're being objective at all. I think that there are people who know why that there's such an obesity epidemic, but you're not being told. More and more couples are having difficulty with fertility, and of course we find, you know, so many people are actually having to have children by artificial means rather than the traditional means. It reminds me, of course, of what a Dr. Day, who was actually the head of the medical department of Planned Parenthood, talked about: we'll have sex without reproduction, and reproduction without sex. And that's really going on today. But why are so many couples having difficulty with conception? Well, I think that Betty can answer a lot of those questions and many more as we talk about the aspartame epidemic that is sweeping America with disastrous effects. And hopefully, with Betty's efforts and the efforts of the people she's working with, why this whole scam is going to be exposed. And I hope that the people who are responsible for damaging our children and damaging the health of the American people will be held responsible. Betty Martini, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. So happy to be back on your show.
Well, I know it's really late back there on the East Coast, and Betty's, it's 11 o'clock back there. She's good enough to be with us because, well, she's got such a tremendous wealth of information on how poisonous aspartame and the other NutraSweet products are that really are besieging the American people. You go down to the store, you buy, well, I was eating some yogurt the other day because, after all, yogurt just keeps you from being fat. And, of course, I then looked on the back, and there it is. It's got aspartame in it. It's got NutraSweet in it. And, of course, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about how we know that aspartame actually causes excess in pathological obesity?
Well, it's actually in the records. It's, for instance, if you read the protest of the National Salt Drink Association, which we have on doorway.com, that's doorway.com, you'll see that Dr. Wortman at MIT explains that it's a neurotoxic drug that makes you crave carbohydrates so that you gain weight. And also, Dr. Sandra Cabot, who is at our Mission Possible Australia branch, explains it this way: when you ingest this toxic chemical, it's absorbed from the intestines and passes immediately to the liver, where it's taken inside the liver via the liver filter, and then the liver breaks down or metabolizes aspartame to its toxic components. And that the process requires a lot of energy from the liver, which means there's going to be less energy remaining in the liver cells, which result in fat storing.
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. I guess this evening, Betty Martini, we're talking about the aspartame NutraSweet products. And, of course, it's well known in the medical literature that it causes obesity. Now, was it Dr. Olney who had done some studies with rats and they found that if they fed them aspartame, they became pathologically obese? What was that study all about?
Yeah, that was with MSG. And he has written a lot about glutamate, and also aspartate, which is 40% of the aspartame molecule. They're like sisters. They do the same thing. And he did the studies on aspartic acid in 1970 and found that it caused lesions in the brains of mice. And, of course, this is when he immediately tried to prevent the approval of aspartame because he knew what it would do to the brains of our kids and to the fetus. And, of course, he wrote a very long report to the Board of Inquiry which incidentally I just found and am sending you that along with the other one to show you, it's sort of like a prophecy, if fulfilled, what would happen to our kids. And this is exactly what we're seeing in the population. In fact, Congress has given NIH $2.7 billion to find out why they're poisoned. They have these learning problems. They have obesity. They have behavioral problems. And these are the things that Dr. Oney put forth in this report so that they would know that not only is aspartate and aspartame going to be bad, but with as much glutamate or MSG on the market, the combination would be absolutely horrible. There would be so much damage to our children. And of course, on top of all this, with aspartame being a chemical hypersensitization agent, because it's a poison, it interacts with vaccines, drugs, other toxins, so the kids don't even have a chance.
Now, of course, MSG is a monosodium glutamate, and it's the glutamate molecule that does the problem there. And, of course, aspartame is related. How is aspartame related to MSG?
Well, it has an additive effect and a synergistic effect. And what Dr. Oney was saying is that the combination, it was bad enough with the glutamate, but you put aspartate on top of it, it would just be very damaging to the brains of our kids. That's what he was trying to stop. And, of course, it's not just the aspartate. It's also the fact that you've got 50% phenylalanine.
Hold that thought right just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest this evening is Betty Martini of Mission Possible. That's not Mission Impossible, it's Mission Possible. And her website is Doorway, D-O-R-W-A-Y, and that's doorway.com. Let me suggest you go there, get her material, and there's so much material that shows the toxic effect of aspartame, which is NutraSweet. Now, MSG is something which is parallel. They're both excitotoxins. They're both destructive to the brain, and this has been known for a long period of time, so that they're like two arms of an octopus that is strangling our young people, but our older people as well, because, of course, it attacks the brain and is related to many of the degenerative diseases we see in people, the skyrocketing rates of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease and these other neurological degenerative diseases, both promoted by these same products, aspartame and MSG. So let's is there any evidence that aspartame by itself produces obesity, Betty?
Yes, because it is not an additive. It's just masquerading as an additive. It makes you crave carbohydrates. It has to do with the with the brain chemistry. It's also extremely addictive because, as Dr. H.J. Roberts points out, it causes chronic methanol poisoning because it liberates free methyl alcohol. That affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes addiction. And then you've got 50% phenylalanine, which lowers the seizure threshold and depletes serotonin. And as Dr. Walton, who is a psychiatrist, says, he says these changes in amino acid neurotransmitter precursors alter endomine-ketamine balance and thus have a profound effect on mood and cognition. So what you have is depressed mood, anxiety, dizziness, panic attacks, nausea, irritability, impairment of memory, and concentration. So as far as children are concerned, they're getting it from all sides, because you're talking about a molecule that has three components: aspartic acid, an excitotoxin, methanol, a neurotoxin, and 50% phenylalanine, neurotoxic as an isolate. Then it breaks down to diketokiperazine, a brain tumor agent, and causes brain tumors, as it did in original studies. You just can't get away from the fact that it is a combination of so many poisons that it's going to affect everything about the body. So the Dr. Roberts' medical text on it is 1,038 pages, and he had to cut it down. And is it because it affects It destroys the brain, it destroys the immune system, it destroys the central nervous system, it can precipitate MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's, and then interacts with the drugs used to treat them, just like Parkinson interacts, L-DOPA interacts with aspartame.
Well, now, is there any evidence that it actually lowers the IQ on our children at all, or that it actually, interferes with their ability to think or to reason or of the brain to function as such? Is there any scientific evidence? There's certainly.
Oh, absolutely. That's been found in studies. That's in Dr. Roberts' medical text about the reduction in IQ. And I have to think of a study that wasn't intentionally meant to be a study, but it was Dr. Barrett in the Dominican Republic took 360 kids off milk and put them on aspartame juice. And they were confused, they lost concentration, they had behavioral problems, they were hyper, all these things. And as soon as he took them off of aspartame, within 4 days, they went back to normal. That's how easy it is to do a study and show these things.
And this was actually done in the Dominican Republic then.
Yes, and that's also in Dr. Roberts' medical text on it, the complete study. And I talked to the doctor himself, if it had been just a few students, but basically it was 100%, which shows you why they fight against independent studies, because you're always going to get that. You may remember that Dr. Walton also did a study. Part of them were healthy, and the other part were people that were already depressed, and they had to stop the study because it was independent, and people were complaining of being poisoned. One man had a retinal detachment, has lost part of his vision today. Somebody else was bleeding from the eyes. That's how easy it is to do these studies, and of course, the manufacturers are known for fixing the studies. That's why they wanted them indicted for fraud. But both U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense team, and the statute of limitations gave out. But they
were. Wait a minute, Betty. Let's cover that story. Who wanted to indict them for fraud? And then you mean the prosecutors, the U.S. prosecutors that were going to indict them for fraud, went to work for the company that was making the product they were going to indict?
Yes, they went to work for Sidley and Austin, the defense attorneys. But the FDA in 1977 asked for an investigation and indictment of Searle, the original manufacturer. And this had to do, they were trying to show aspartame to be safe, but how do you take a chemical poison and show it to be safe? So they were doing things like removing brain tumors from the rats.
No, they were doing studies, and then they'd take the brain tumors out of the rats, and then they'd forget they took them out and then include them as normal?
Well, they put the rats back in the study, and then when the rats would die, they'd resurrect them on paper. And they would filter out cancers and neoplasms, anything that, as Dr. Adrian Gross, the FDA toxicologist, said, it's just whatever they wanted the FDA to see. Otherwise, they just filter things out. He even said in Congress that they absolutely lied about things. So they were caught doing some things, which is listed in the Brussels report or the FDA audit, which we have on web. But even after aspartame was approved and Monsanto bought it, we have records of what they do to the studies. For instance, the Rowan study on seizures, they never told anybody that of the 18 people, they gave 16 anti-seizure medication and then only one capsule of aspartame for a one-day study. And then, but then they could say, look, this was peer-reviewed. Scientific peer review didn't show seizures, but they don't tell you what they did in order for it not to show seizures.
Well, let's get to some of the specific things. Now, you have mentioned earlier that there's a definite relationship between aspartame, NutraSweet, and brain tumors. This was originally done in animals, wasn't it? These were animal studies. And, of course, my understanding is that there's a law, I may be mistaken, it's the Delaney Law, but it says, you know, if this is harmful or produces tumors or in animals, why you can't use it on human beings. So what was the background of this study where they found the definite relationship, causal relationship between aspartame and brain tumors?
Well, the studies originally that they did were on rats. And later on, Dr. Adrian Gross, the FDA toxicologist, told Congress that based on the fact that without a shadow of a doubt that aspartame could cause brain tumors and brain cancers, that it violated the Delaney Amendment, which said that you cannot put anything in food you know will cause cancer. But it didn't stop there. In 1983 and 1984, Searle actually gave aspartame to people in poor studies in South America, because we have the affidavit from the translator, and gave those people brain tumors and seizures. And these studies showed that it destroyed the brain, the central nervous system, hardened the synovial fluids, which account for this terrible agonizing joint pain that people are having. But some of those people in South America got brain tumors within 18 months aspartame.
Is that on your website? Is that study or those interviews with the translators? Is that
It was, but we do have, since they have now filed racketeering charges against NutraSweet, their spin doctor, Dr. Robert Moser, Monsanto, and also the American Diabetes Association. We've taken the affidavits down, although we have them in our possession there, and it's notarized, and we know these things, that they did these studies, and whenever they did them out of the country, evidently, so people wouldn't find out. But it's a crime not to publish these studies.
No, right. Well, of course, so they knew it produced brain tumors, and they released it on the public. Anyway, what other sort of tumors did they find in their animal studies? What other sort of tumors did they find in their human studies?
Okay, well, in animal studies, they had they were brain, mammary, uterine, ovarian, pancreatic, and thyroid tumors. And also, in their secret trade information, which was volunteered during congressional hearings, and we do have it on doorway.com, it says in the last paragraph, we have to consider complete conversion to DKP, and if we tell the FDA, they won't approve it. So in other words, they did not want the FDA to know that they had to consider almost complete conversion of this chemical to the brain tumor agent. And so this was fully known. They just didn't care. They were willing to put something on the market that would cause brain tumors and all types of cancers in people. And that's, I believe, why we have such an epidemic of it today.
Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the other problems that are inherent with aspartame. And then, of course, we'll tell you about the lawsuit that's been filed. And this is really rather exciting because, of course, it is putting these people on notice. And my understanding that Pepsi-Cola has recently removed aspartame. Is that right? From their diet?
They have put out an announcement there that they are removing it from Pepsi Edge as well as Diet 7-Up. They may be removing it from all, but these are the two notices we've gotten so far.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Betty Martini of Mission Possible. It's an amazing, amazing story. The fact you're not hearing about this from Rush Limbaugh, well, we'll be talk about that later. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Betty Martini from Mission Possible. And we're talking about the fact that it's known that aspartame produces tumors, certainly in animals, and those would be mammary tumors, uterine tumors, ovarian tumors, pancreatic tumors, and thyroid tumors, as well as the brain tumors. Of course, the brain tumors are certainly the most disastrous. Was that one of the most frequent tumors that they got, was the brain tumors?
Actually, there were more mammary tumors than there were brain tumors. but they seem to be more concerned about the brain tumors.
No, of course, it would be. It's much easier to take up a breast than to bring
and also
brain.
Testicular tumors. It also caused testicular tumors. And as Jerome Bressler told me, that as bad as the Bressler report is about this cover-up on the part of Searle, he says it was definitely a lot worse that even the FDA, when they retyped his report, removed 20% of the most damning information in his report. And he also told that to Dr. Russell Blaylock, to Dr. H.J. Roberts, who tried to get his congressman to get it, and the FDA refused.
How did you manage to finally get the Bressler report? You do have copies of that posted on
yes.
your website, don't you?
Yes, I have the Bressler report. We have it on Doorway, and it came direct from James Turner, who is the attorney in Washington, D.C., who with Dr. Oney tried to prevent the approval of aspartame. And so I've been able to get many of the government documents that nobody in the world could get today because they, just like the rest of the Bressler report, the FDA will not release them under freedom of information.
But, of course, the attorney was able to get it because of the lawsuit. Was that it?
Well, he filed the first two lawsuits, and he had all those records. He was with Dr. Oney from the very beginning before aspartame was ever approved, doing everything humanly possible to prevent approval. And as you know, the only way it did get approved, the FDA never, ever said it was safe. It was just that Don Rumsfeld was CEO of Searle and said that he would get it approved regardless, and he was on Reagan's transition team. And the day after Reagan took office, he appointed Dr. Arthur Ho Hayes as FDA commissioner who would approve it, because no FDA commissioner in 16 years would allow it on the market. And Reagan was so afraid that it would take 30 days to get Hayes to the FDA that he actually wrote an executive order making the current FDA commissioner powerless to, to prevent approval. And then when Hayes got there, they set up a board of inquiry of the finest scientists that they had. And their report says that aspartame is not safe, that it has caused brain tumors, and this petition for approval, is revoked. And what Dr. Hayes did is overruled that board of inquiry, put it on the market, and then went to work for the PR agency of the manufacturer, and, of course, has never spoken to the press since.
And it's very unusual that somebody involved with public relations, with PR, won't speak to the press, but obviously Dr. Hayes is not interested in speaking to the press. It would be terrible to reveal the criminal conduct that is responsible behind this. You wonder why so many people are dying over there in Iraq. I mean, how could you do such a poor job of planning unintentionally? Why, the man in charge is a man named Don Rumsfeld, who got this poison released on the American people. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Betty Martini, and we've been talking about the fact that there were many, many reports that were written dealing with this. One of them was something called the Bressler Report, which you'll find on doorway.com. That's DORWAY.com. And this was written by a man named Jerome Bressler. Now, why did he write the report? Was he employed by the government to do that, by the FDA?
Yes, he was an employee of the FDA, and it was actually Dr. Adrian Gross that was involved and had him do this, and it was Dr. Gross who named it the Bressler Report.
All right, fine. What year was that actually released?
Oh, that was in the early, that was probably in the late 70s, but the date is on it on web.
All right, fine. So now that report is there. Will Dr. Bressler do radio interviews or talk about this now, or has he more or less been confined to secrecy?
Well, he is now retired from the FDA, and but he will not. He has spoken to me. He's spoken to neurosurgeon Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Roberts, but he has not been willing so far to speak to the press. But he told Dr. Roberts and myself exactly the things that the reports that were not made available to the public. He also said to look for two mice studies and a letter that was on them, evidently by him. We've not been able to get a hold of that, too.
In other words, these are all being suppressed because they don't want the American people to find out the real truth?
Well, yes. The FDA wrote back to Dr. Roberts and said it was confidential. In other words, if it indicts the FDA, they consider it confidential. But look at the instance as far as keeping the law themselves. It's been over 2 years since I filed a citizen's petition for recall based on the fact that I have their records that show it's a chemical poison, and they haven't, the law requires they answer in 180 days, and it's been over 2 years, and they refuse to answer.
But you see, the government is above the law. This is the tragedy today. In fact, the Bush administration has told the government officials they don't have to abide by it. If they get freedom of information requests, they will back them if they don't get the information out. It seems like the Bush administration is intent upon concealing the truth from the American people. That doesn't seem like a very nice thing to do.
No, their laws mean nothing if they won't, if they serve above the law. And we do have freedom of information laws, and they just override them. And in the case where they have 180 days to answer, their excuse is they've got more important things to do.
Well,
and they actually sent me a letter to that effect. And that's their way of saying we're not going to answer.
Well, of course, and if legal action were taken, couldn't they be actually taken to court and forced? Couldn't a judge force them to do that?
I would think so, but you have to remember with the racketeering charges, and I think you have to go to WNHO.net to see the racketeering banner and read that 60-page report, but you will notice on it that while it names four, it also says 1 to 50, and that means that there are more coming of people that are going to be added to that racketeering.
Now, for our listeners out there, a lawsuit has been brought against the manufacturers, against people in government involved with this, and it's not only simply a lawsuit, it's a lawsuit under the RICO statutes, which of course gives triple damages, and if they can ever get this thing through, and I don't think they'd have any difficulty if they get a jury to realize, of course, this great cover-up that the government is lying, and they're lying to cover for Cyril and for Donald Rumsfeld and for Monsanto that bought it, the rights from Cyril, and now isn't it out of patent at the present time?
Yes, the patent has expired. Now they're trying to get Neotane patent extended, and they're getting ready to put a more even potent aspartame on the market. But I want your listeners to also know that when they read that racketeering case, there is a number for the National Justice League where it's also being made into a class action. So what they want is for the victims to also be able to get something from this for what they have suffered.
And, of course, the administration, the Bush administration, has tried to push through legislation that will make it extremely difficult and frightening for lawyers to bring this sort of suit, saying, well, if this is felt to be just sort of a superficial or unworthy suit, why the lawyer will not only be subject to paying all the court costs, in other words, the court costs of the defense, but they will also be subject to, you know, being chided or being labeled or being, I don't know, cited by the legal organizations for daring to bring a suit that at least the judge feels is frivolous. I think that this is being done specifically to prevent the truth from coming out. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this evening is Betty Martini, and we're talking about aspartame, and primarily, of course, MSG is a sideline, but we're primarily zeroing in on aspartame, NutraSweet, and you'll find it in just about everything that you're going to be getting today. Go for your prepared foods. I found it in my yogurt the other day. You'll find it in the soft drinks. And, of course, it's known to produce obesity. It's known to produce mental problems. It's known to produce convulsions. It is known to produce brain tumors and all sorts of other tumors as well, mammary tumors, testicular tumors, thyroid tumors, pancreatic tumors, uterine tumors, ovarian tumors. What does it do as far as the ability to have children? What does it do to fertility? Do we have any idea?
Yes, it's an endocrine-disrupting drug. It stimulates prolactin, changes the woman's menses, and causes infertility. Also, a couple of years ago, there was a study on aspartame in Japan that shows that it causes infertility in the man with a DNA-damaged sperm. So it's either way, but it's such bad news because if you accidentally get off of this for a while and do get pregnant and get back on it, then you've got birth defects. It's a teratogen. It's also abortifacient, which means that many times a woman will lose the baby before she even knows she's pregnant, and it causes mental retardation. And as Dr. James Bowen says, even if a live child is born, aspartame may have heinously damaged the DNA for generations to come. So that's what it's destroyed, the whole family. It also causes male sexual dysfunction. It ruins female response. So it's destroying the whole family, husband and wife, children. Many people have tried to have children for 10 or 15 years by the time that they find out, and then it's oftentimes too late.
And so now we have to come up with Viagra because of male dysfunction produced by these toxins that they know exactly what they're doing. And this is really what's so frightening, the high incidence of people, families that cannot conceive and have children. What a wonderful idea to put something in our food that is this toxic that will attack the mind, that will attack the fertility, that will create obesity, that will, of course, be used as to produce abortions. And more than that, why many times pregnant women are told to drink Diet Coke so they won't put on weight. We'll be right back here. Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, our guest is Betty Martini of Mission Possible. And you wonder sometimes, what can one person do? Well, I'll tell you, one person with the dedication of Betty Martini, when we get this straightened out, why, maybe we can get Betty Martini to help us straighten out the rest of the world. But she's done a tremendous job. In fact, I go up on the websites that I'm sure are being financed by the aspartame lobby and by the companies that are involved in this scam. And, of course, they even name Betty Martini, why this person. You know, she gets up and she talks about this. Why, she doesn't even have a medical degree. She isn't even a scientist. And they never attack what she says. In fact, they don't even mention what she says. They attack her, because if you don't like the message, you attack the messenger. So, Betty, you certainly have created a lot of waves out there. And I think a lot of people are frightened to death that the truth is going to come out about this deadly substance they've been putting in our food.
Well, they have to be frightened, Stan. I know when I lectured in England, you know, I was locked up by immigration, didn't ask who I was, didn't ask for my passport, just said, follow me. And their questions were, if we allow you in England, how many people will find out about the dangers of aspartame?
Did they actually say that?
Yes, that's what they said. And I told them, I said, well, first of all, everybody I lecture to is going to find out, but you're between a rock and a hard place, because if you send me back to America, I'll be front page news in Europe. And so you don't have a choice. And that was about the time they decided to let me go. And after a doctor told them to give me back all the records, which they had confiscated everything on aspartame, the books, the information, and then had taken me to a doctor to see if I was in shape to be interrogated, and it turned out the doctor was a diabetic using it, and when he read through the material they confiscated, he said, release her immediately.
Well, now tell us a little bit about the relationship to diabetes, because I think this is such an important issue. The American Diabetic Association has been telling diabetics, oh, you want to use NutraSweet, get away from sugar. Sugar's bad for you. What do we know about the relationship between the onset of diabetes, type 1 diabetes in children, and the use of aspartame?
Well, first of all, you know, Dr. Roberts is a diabetic specialist, and this is how he found out that aspartame was a poison. His patients were going blind, they became confused, and he says that it not only can precipitate diabetes itself, but it also aggravates and simulates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy, keeps blood sugar out of control, makes diabetics go into convulsions, and also interacts with insulin. So you can understand why we have an epidemic of diabetes. And here's the American Diabetes Association pushing it on diabetics, but with full knowledge. Dr. Roberts was a member for 35 years. He told them over and over again. They even refused to publish his aspartame diabetic abstract. And it was published in Clinical Research, and the damage that these professional organizations do, because they are funded by industry, is extremely, extremely harmful. I had someone call yesterday who had heard me on radio many years ago and had called the dietitians, and they told them not to listen, that it was just as safe as rain, and she said they wanted to be part of the class action because she and her husband had not listened, and now we're both blind. And that's something else that aspartame causes, because the wood alcohol converts to formaldehyde and formic acid in the retina of the eye and destroys the optic nerve. So even in diabetics, sometimes they'll think, well, you know, they're diabetics, that's why they're going blind. But that's not the case with NutraSweet. It's because wood alcohol will make you go blind, and it also causes macular degeneration and optic neuritis in victims. And Dr. Roberts has a report on that on Doorway called What's Blinding the World, that goes into these many problems that people have with their eyes. I mean, the idea that they would put something on the market that they knew would blind people, and to such an extent that in 1986, so many people were going blind and having grand mal seizures that the Community Nutrition Institute in Washington, D.C., again, asked that it be banned, and at this time the FDA refused. And they took that all the way to the Supreme Court.
Now, I know, is there any relationship between this marked increase in type 1 diabetes in children and, of course, aspartame? Is there any clinical evidence that there's a relationship between this unique type of diabetes, not the type 2 diabetes, but the type 1 diabetes, and the use of aspartame?
Well, the fact that it can cause diabetes.
It can actually cause diabetes?
Yeah, that it can cause diabetes to anyone, according to Dr. Roberts. This is what it does. It's an endocrine disrupting drug, and we don't know to exactly the extent of how much is caused, but Dr. Roberts believes that it has many. I can tell you that many of these patients or victims that have been using aspartame who've been diagnosed with diabetes, incidentally, they get off of aspartame. Many times their blood sugar goes back to normal and they don't even have diabetes. It keeps blood sugar so much out of control that in many cases some people have just gone back to being normal again.
All
and
right.
They just thought that they were diabetic.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Ron calling from Richmond, Washington. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Well, Dr. Stan, when you came on the air with your guest, my daughter, who's attending a local junior college here and is taking a class in food science, says that all those claims about aspartame causing brain tumors, that's all false. It was just one scientist and real bogus data, and aspartame is perfectly safe. That's what her teacher said.
All right, fine. Well, of course, as
I'd love to have her on, but she's too shy to come on.
All right, fine. Well, that's all right. Why don't you get her to go up onto Betty's website and read the information that's there. We have an excellent book. It's called Excitotoxin, The Taste It Kills, written by our good friend Russell Blaylock. We have the 1,000-page book by Dr. Roberts. And what I would suggest your daughter do is go to her local library and try to get either one of these books, Excitotoxin, The Taste It Kills, or Dr. Roberts' book. Ask for the library if you can get them. I'll be very interested to find out if they're available.
Something else that he can do is to get the new movie that's been made, so she will see that it's not one scientist, but several of the world experts speaking out on the research that's available, that it's very, very well known.
In fact, it's called Sweet Misery. We carry that video. We carry the other books we're talking about. We have a 4-tape set on aspartame.
It's all on your website?
Right. But the video is not on our website yet, but it's called Sweet Misery, and we are carrying that, and it's an excellent, excellent video. But the website, doorway.com, will give you...
Doorway.com.
DORWAY.com, and you can actually read the Bressler report there. You can read the... Betty, is the lawsuit of...
lawsuits are on WNHO, but on Doorway... for instance, there is even the Center for Disease Control investigation. There's the secret trade information. There's a protest of the National Soft Drink Association. The whole point is that the government records are a matter of public record and show beyond any shadow of a doubt how serious the problem is.
And I think, Ron, the difficulty is that when you go to college and your teacher tells you something, you tend to believe them. But sometimes teachers just don't know. I graduated from the University of California, minored in history. I got great grades, and I didn't learn anything about history. I was really not educated. I was indoctrinated with a lot of false ideas. And what you have to do is guide your daughter, challenge her to look up both sides and then decide for herself. That's all she can do.
I think it would be a good exercise, maybe extra credit, just to look up some of this data and some of the research and bring it to her teacher. So
okay.
Here's some kind.
Well, she'll probably flunk the course if she does that.
Because just say that, teacher, you're wrong, but say, here's some people with a different professional opinion, and I just wonder if you've ever seen this.
Also, I might tell you that Dr. Blaylock, who wrote Excitotoxin, The Taste That Kills, I was with him in Washington, D.C. this weekend, where he received an award for integrity in science. In other words, many doctors won't speak out, and professional organizations and some doctors are paid to try to stumble the public. But he has spoken out for years about it, and I was glad to see him receive that award.
Okay.
I'm on your website right now. DORWAY.
Doorway.com.
That's one of them. The other one is WNHO.net. And if you click on aspartame, you'll get all the new press releases and how it's associated with MS, with new research.
WNHO.
WNHO.net. That's the World Natural Health Organization.
And just ask your daughter, why isn't any of this information in the media? And ask her if she knows that the media is dominated by 5 major corporations. And if that's true, why doesn't everybody know that? It's covered in a book called The New Media Monopoly. In 1983, when the first edition of that book was published, 50 corporations dominated the media. Today it's 5. Thanks so much for calling, Ron.
Well, hey, thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, and our telephone number, if you're out there and you'd like to call, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. You know, it used to be that breast carcinoma was fairly unusual. Today it's very, very common. I mean, it used to be that cancer was Not certainly something that was common everyday occurrence, and yet how many people do you in the listening audience know who are coming down with tumors? And it is not simply aspartame. There are a number of things that they're putting in our food, in our water, that produce these things, and they're known to produce tumors, and they're violating the laws, the Delaney law. But you see, they don't want you to know about that. And believe me, the government is now trying to pass legislation that's saying, look, you can't sue a company that has FDA approval for their drug. Maybe the drug did produce all these terrible problems, but as long as the government authorized it, why, you cannot have a right to sue them, because if you can sue that company, you begin to undermine the whole fabric we have of government regulation. Well, maybe we ought to do away with government regulation and make these companies have to stand before the bar of justice for their criminal activities. Now, what about the relationship between aspartame and progressive neurological disease? Multiple sclerosis, amyolateral sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease. Is there any relationship that's been proven?
Oh, absolutely. And this new report that Dr. Blaylock wrote, connection between MS and aspartame, has a page of references of new research on it and how the mechanism and why, for instance, the aspartic acid seeps into the brain between the third and fourth ventricle, and it's there that MS and Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig is more prominent. It also flushes this poison up against the hypothalamus. But Dr. James Bowen goes into detail exactly step by step how it's caused in many of the reports that we have on WNHO. And not only that, it's documented in the doctor's books, Dr. Roberts' Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic goes disease by disease. You can look under the neurological diseases in Dr. Blaylock's book. He calls it creeping death. But he explains about the different ingredients in aspartame and how they affect the body. And it destroys the central nervous system. It destroys the immune system. I mean, it just it does so much damage to the body that it causes this. I mean, over 1,000 pages in a medical text of diseases, and as Dr. Roberts says, that he had to cut out 40 or 50 pages, that there is really more information. It causes hypothyroidism. It causes hypothyroidism. He's written a report on Graves' disease.
No, it'll actually produce hyperthyroidism or Graves' disease?
Yes, it does. And that's in his medical text. And, of course, then there's, about infertility, anxiety, tinnitus it causes, deafness it causes, but all of this is described in detail in the medical books by the doctors.
Now, for our listeners out there, we carry Dr. Roberts' book. It's over 1,000 pages. It's Aspartame Disease, the Ignored Epidemic?
Yes.
And then, of course, we carry Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. We carry Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Blaylock, and it has a section on aspartame poisoning, and it is a poison, and they're poisoning the American people. Why would they do that? Well, some people say it's for profit. I think it's much more than that. I think there are wicked and evil people out there, and wicked and evil people do wicked and evil things. And, of course, there is a profit motive that motivates many of the people who turned a blind eye. There are a lot of good people in government and the FDA who didn't want this put legalized, but when, of course, they got their man in his head of the FDA, he immediately overrode the federal task force that had looked into this and said it was perfectly all right, and then he went to work for the public relations firm of Searles, a company who made aspartame at the time. Now, that should have been a criminal act, but, of course, who are you going to go after? Who's going to go after him? Certainly the people within the Justice Department, many of them are simply part and parcel of the problem. And that's what's wrong with power. When you give power to government, it will be misused. For absolute power corrupts absolutely. And then power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, said Lord Acton. And Lord Acton was a pretty smart fellow. Well, so there's a direct relationship then between progressive neurological disease and the increasing incidence of MS. Have some of the people who've had these progressive neurological diseases improved after they got off the poison?
Oh, well, of course. Even the woman making the movie was diagnosed with MS and walked out of her wheelchair off of aspartame, and the large lesion all but disappeared. And most of the MS victims we have, once they get off of it, they immediately, their symptoms disappear.
All right, fine. So I don't think this can be universal, but I think that anybody who has a progressive neurological disease should get off of aspartame. If you're having convulsions, if you're having mental problems, get off of this poison, because it really is a poison. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Howard calling from San Antonio. Howard, we got about a couple of minutes. Do you have a quick question for our guest?
I wanted to ask your guest, was she aware that there are, that people who are being put on psychiatric drugs are being told to not drink or eat anything that has aspartame in it?
Have you ever heard that?
Being told not to use it? No,
not to use it, that it interferes. Psychiatric drugs?
Well, first of all, aspartame interacts with all antidepressants. And also, it's really a double whammy, as Dr. Walton says, with psychodrugs like Haldol, like that's what the woman was taking that killed her five kids. But this is the problem. Dr. Roberts and Dr. Blaylock, I have both heard say that today many people in mental hospitals are simply aspartame victims. And, of course, then they give them more diet soda and the psychodrugs that interact. This is a very large problem. Dr. Walton's particularly interested in bipolar, which is something that aspartame causes big time.
Okay, fine. Thanks so much, Howard. We're going to have to run. Let's go to Daryl. Spokane, quick question.
Yes.
Go ahead, Daryl.
Okay, the question I have for your guest, has she done any study on Splenda and whether that's harmful or...
I'm glad you asked that, because it's a chlorinated hydrocarbon. And Dr. Roberts does go through it in his book, and he says it can cause autoimmune disease. But if you're on WNHO.net, click on aspartame, and you'll see several of Dr. McCullough's articles on the original research on Splenda and the problems that it causes, and how serious it is to be giving the public a chlorinated hydrocarbon. That's why they outlawed DDT.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much for calling, Daryl. We're just about out of time. Appreciate your call. And right now, I'm going to have to thank our special guest this evening, Betty Martini. And, of course, her website is Doorway.com. That's DORWAY.com. And of course, the WNHO.net. And what's that stand? WNHO stands for?
The World Natural Health Organization. And I would also like, you know, about the MS, it's so prevalent, the people to read that, because Dr. Blaylock has given a formula for getting people out of wheelchairs. I mean, we know that some people have gone too far, but they need to know that there is, that Dr. Blaylock has a remedy to help them if they've been on aspartame.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Betty.
Thank you.
Good night. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and of course, our guest this evening has been Betty Martini. I hope you enjoyed the program, and we're just going to try to get the information out. They're poisoning the American people. And I ask the question, why do they want to hurt our children? Why do they want to hurt our children? They're telling pregnant women to drink Diet Pepsi and Diet Coke, knowing full well that this has this deadly poison in it that will affect the minds of their unborn children. We're in real trouble because you're not getting this through regular channels. Fortunately, we have the internet. We can still communicate. And there is an opportunity now with this lawsuit to bring the facts out, and you're going to have to help us get the truth out. So your job is to check out and make sure what we say is true. If you'd like to get more information, we carry the book, Dr. Roberts' book, a 1,000-page book. It's entitled Aspartame Disease, the Forgotten Epidemic, Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills. We carry health and nutrition secrets that can save your life that has a section in it on aspartame. We have a 4-tape set on aspartame. We have the video, Sweet Misery. They're all here. The information's here. The websites are there. Could this really be true? And I realize there are a lot of people out there that, this just sounds like it came out of the X-Files. Why, they wouldn't be poisoning the American people, or would they? Well, I believe with all my heart that they are, not only with aspartame, but with mercury and with fluoride and with many other things. I think they're covering up the treatments for cancer, and cancer is exploding. I think they're urging our older people to take influenza vaccine, knowing full well that if they take several of these shots and they're over 60 years of age, why their incidence of Alzheimer's disease will go up 1,000%. That's Dr. Funderburg's work, Funderberg. Look it up on the internet. If you can't get it, give us a call and we'll help you get the abstract. It's a short abstract because the article hasn't been published yet, but it's posted on his website. The information is there. You're not getting it through the controlled medium. If you're interested in the book, The New Media Monopoly by Ben Bagdaki, and it points out that five major corporations control the media, this really comes as quite a shock, and which explains why we're not getting the truth, and why Bill O'Reilly and Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw and Rush Limbaugh are not telling the American people the truth. Well, we hope many of you out there will want to get our material. If you want more information, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of one of our newsletters, give us a call. Your job is to tell others about our programs. And, of course, we can be heard 5 hours a day on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. You'll either can go to RadioLiberty.com, and there's a link to the AmericanNewsNet.com. We do a program on GCNLive.com. Our program, this evening program, is heard on Soundwave2000.com and RBN Live. .com. That's RBN for Republican Broadcasting Network. We are picking up all across the country. We are 4 hours a day on shortwave, and you'll be able to get those frequencies on our website, or you can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. Tell others. Your job is to tell as many people as you can and get them listening to the programs. Check the facts, and if they're not right, please let me know, because I don't want to put out anything that is not accurate. So give us the information and check the information, and then help us reach the American people. People telling people, telling people is the most powerful weapon we have, because they control the media. They control the great foundations. They control the educational system. They control the great corporations. They control the government. But, of course, I believe we have God on, or hope we are, hopefully we're on God's side, and hopefully we can reach the American people with the truth in the time that we have left. So help us as we move quickly as we can to educate the American people. Remember, of course, we're having a all-day session here, an all-day seminar on the 6th of November here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We're going to be serving lunch. I hope you can come. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and then pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But we ask that you hold your calls at least till the half hour, because we have with us on the line Holly Swanson, who's written a wonderful book called Set Up and Sold Out. We carry it. We think it's one of the best books we have on the environmental movement and the hidden agenda behind the environmental movement, because you have to understand that the average environmentalist is a very sincere individual. And they see problems in our society. They believe we have global warming. They believe that the animals are becoming extinct. They believe the fish are disappearing. They believe that the poor birds are having difficulty finding a place to land. That's why we've got to preserve the wet space. They're concerned about the wolves and the coyotes and the butterflies. And everybody wants to preserve nature, but at what expense and in what state? Well, the real reason behind this whole environmental movement is really control. The real agenda is the destruction of Western civilization. That's what the Kyoto Protocol is really about. It's not about global warming, because it doesn't affect China or the underdeveloped countries that are major polluters. And China is one of the greatest polluters of all time, and they're not going to have to do anything because they will not be affected. This is an attack on America and the destruction of the infrastructure of our society. And it's not going to cut back on pollution at all, because they have the pollution credits, so you can buy pollution credits from China. But it's really a matter of transferring the wealth of this country, the redistribution of the wealth of the world. It's a scam. Holly, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Absolutely. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yes, we've been very busy.
I'm sure you have. Well, I'm so glad that you take time to be with us. Tell us what's happening to you. We know you've been working on trying to get your message into the schools. Tell us what's happening from your point of view.
Well, I was listening to what you were saying about the hidden agenda behind the environmental movement, and it is so true. It is for the destruction of our society as we know it, and because we're compassionate individuals and we rally to help each other as well as others, it's just such an easy, the environmental cause is such an easy one to hijack and basically hide this political agenda behind. And essentially what we've documented is the goals of the environmental movement, the green movement, match the goals of the international green parties. The goals of the International Green Parties mirror communism. What we have been focused on recently is education for sustainability, which amounts to a covert plan to hijack public education, politicize the curriculum, and brainwash America's children with the ideology of the International Green Parties. And as you said, that particular ideology is in complete contrast to the traditional values of the American people. And a quote that really sums it up, and this is from one of the leaders in the Green Movement, and he said, "And humans are guided by a whole set of beliefs and values, and those come from culture, from religion, from social, economic, and political structure. We need to change all of those." And that's pretty much the bottom line. Sustainability, education for sustainability, is so very dangerous, because it is targeting our children for political gain. What we've been doing specifically is alerting parents, teachers, the public, our political leaders, the best we can, to this agenda, so that we can get green politics out of our schools. I know we can do it. This is something, there's so many things that come up every day that we can't do something about. This is something we can do something about. We do not have to let the Greens hijack our schools, change the standard of public education and infuse that green curriculum into, or infuse their ideology, pardon me, into the curriculum. We don't have to let that happen.
And, of course, they are so effective. In fact, really, one of the things that this No Child Left Behind program, which is being pushed today, is to indoctrinate our children in the environmental thought process. And so many of the people really believe that there really is global warming, and pretty soon the ice caps are going to melt and the glaciers are going to melt, and all of our coastal communities are going to be just deluged and underwater. And you even see pictures in some of the textbooks that show just the top of the Empire State Building sticking out above the waves, and the top of the Statue of Liberty sticking out above the waves, because all this new water is going to come and it's going to just flood the whole world, and it's all part of global warming. And that is the most skillful coordinated effort, and you'll see it in every aspect of communication. And of course you're seeing it there because the media is all controlled, and it's lying to the American people, and it's convincing our children and so many of our adults of truly of a lie.
Fear is a powerful motivation, and because the American people don't have the time to go study these issues and they just hear a soundbite on the evening news, that's how this is being sold. And of course our kids are hearing this constantly. It's in the movies, it's in the textbooks, and it really is. It's not only political foul play, it is emotional blackmail to our children. It's unconscionable.
I agree with you totally, and the thing is, our job is to convince the American people of the truth that they're being lied to by the controlled media, and certainly our children are victims of this whole scam. Are you having much success in getting into the schools and letting the children understand the truth?
Well, actually, we have had some major, what I consider to be major strides. I spoke recently at a high school, and what it was originally going to be just for one class, but because we had placed these ads in the newspaper, we generated an awful lot of interest in education for sustainability. So we had, probably 150 students, parents, and teachers attend. And instead of a one-hour discussion, I took questions from the kids, and it lasted about 2 hours. It was excellent. One of the things that concerns me a great deal is you do have those individuals, those children who have just bought into the whole program, and they have been basically turned into activists, and they can't explain their position. And
hold that thought for there, sure, for just a moment.
Sure.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Holly Swanson. We're talking about the program that has targeted our children to make them believe in the environmental lies. And this is really done so skillfully because, you know, somebody once said it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you repeat it often enough, people will believe. And this is what they're doing in our schools, and they indoctrinate our children. And as Holly says, a lot of the children don't know why they believe it. They just believe it because they've been told it so frequently. So how can we unscramble their minds? Because really, this is a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing to infuse into a child ideas that are not true and have them become part of their worldview. Holly?
Oh, yes. I was just listening to you. The key to stopping this is, first of all, understanding what's going on. And I would recommend strongly, the last two chapters of the book Set Up and Sold Out are dedicated to this issue. Next, what can we do about it? We can join together. We have a campaign up and running, Operation Greenout, to get green politics out in the open and out of our schools. We're putting together some political support to work with us. We are putting together people support in different parts of the country to really start focusing on this issue. And once the facts are out there, all they speak for themselves. And this is unprecedented to infuse this political ideology of one party into our publicly funded schools. We can do something about it, and obviously we must do something about it.
But, you know, they're trying to get these ideas into our churches. They're trying to get them into private schools. The other side is fabulously well financed. There are literally hundreds of millions of dollars being put out to teach our children a lie.
Well, here's a real interesting point. One of the leading groups pushing education for sustainability is a group called Second Nature. And when we consider the upcoming presidential campaign, it's vitally important to understand that Second Nature was co-founded by Senator John Kerry and his wife, Teresa Hines Kerry. And they are busy promoting this agenda that mirrors the agenda of the international green parties. It should be a presidential campaign issue, but the press doesn't seem to be interested in covering it.
Well, of course,
that's
most
a surprise, don't you think?
Well, I think most of the major issues are not being covered. In fact, you know, Kerry is not bringing up many of the issues he would if he were really, in opposition to the current administration. Then the administration is not bringing up many of the major issues that they should either. In fact, what we're seeing, I think, is one of the greatest examples of Abbott and Costello or Martin and Lewis or certainly... let's have a big fight here. It's a great spectacle, Amos and Andy. But the difficulty is that we are not talking about the major issues that will affect America and the world for the generations to come.
Where's the substance?
Right. Well, yeah. I think I love that statement that Rush Limbaugh has about this being symbolism over substance.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's about. Well, you know, in fact, it's just a matter of trying to get people to understand this whole scam of global warming. And I read the New York Times on a regular basis, article after article after article after article. It's all due to this global warming. It's really the polar ice cap is melting and the Antarctic ice cap is melting, and of course the glaciers are melting, and of course this terrible influence of increasing temperature. And yet I think the temperature has only gone up maybe half a degree over 100 years, and that's related to sunspots, and most of that increased temperature was before 1940 when all the global emissions came out. But nobody ever talks about that. They talk about all the science behind it. The scientists are on the other side, and the organized, coordinated effort by the media is simply lying to the American people. That's what's the most incredible thing.
And it just reminds me, as you're talking about that, it reminds me of that program that John Stossel put on ABC News on 2020, the program Tampering with Nature. And he had several of the major people, the scientists that are saying that there is no global warming. And essentially, during that program, one of the researchers there said that, well, when there's so much money coming at this issue, people will take the money to study the issue, and therefore it just keeps getting bigger. It's not because there is factual documentation. In fact, there's more people that come out and say that they do not believe that global warming, it can be a... Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.